Welcome to Chayil, Torah Tools for Serenity and Joy.
Sit comfortably with your eyes closed. You can allow yourself to relax, to breathe deeply. And as you hear the sound of my voice, you will find yourself becoming more and more relaxed. You can allow yourself to sit back comfortably in your chair. And as you hear the sound of my voice, can find yourself being carried gently into the world of your imagination. And as you do, you can let yourself in your mind leave the room you're in and the building you're in and walk down the green grass-lined path that takes you out to the beautiful field that you now know so well. You see its flowers, hear the birds singing as they fly through the trees, and you notice your deck chair, tucked away in the shade. You walk over to the deck chair. You sit yourself down and breathe in deeply, inhaling the freshness in the air, feeling the peace and tranquility of this restful, beautiful place. And this time, as you sit so comfortably, surrounded by the gentle noises and peace of nature, you feel a wholesomeness feeling within you. You feel a goodness that is inside you, a readiness to release any kinds of thoughts about other people that were holding back the goodness and wholesomeness of your thoughts. You feel that you want your mind to be clear, good, and wholesome, that there be no grudges, that you won't need to spend time worrying, fearing, begrudging, feeling jealous or angry at other people, wondering why they did or said this or that, or why they didn't say this or do that. You find maybe there's a readiness now to release all of those kinds of thoughts, a gentle readiness that you feel in your mind, that your mind can know now and maybe feels the time is right to let it go. And so, as you sit here in this deck chair, you understand that it's time to shake out the crumbs from your mind. And as you do, you gently shake your head a little. And as you shake your head, you find all the negative thoughts you had about other people in your life become tiny crumbs that fly out of your mind and land on the grass some distance from you. And as they land, the birds swoop down, peck at the crumbs, and fly away. You shake your head gently again. And as you do, any angry, vengeful, and jealous thoughts become small crumbs. They fly out of your head, landing on the grass. Some new birds swoop down and pick them up. You take a minute now to imagine all of the thoughts of grudges, of lack of forgiveness, of wondering about people and this and that, as they all become crumbs, fly out of your head and taken by the birds. I'll be quiet for a minute so you can think. You notice your mind has begun to feel clearer, brighter, peaceful. A tranquility fills your mind. Softness, peace. A wholesomeness fills every area of your mind. Yet you may still notice there are areas of blame, thoughts in your mind that hold on to looking at other people as responsible for areas of your life you are unhappy with. But now you can allow yourself to understand that wherever you blame, you are actually keeping Hashem out. And so you decide to take another minute to throw all the crumbs of blame out to the birds. You sit, reveling in the new feelings of wholesomeness that spread through you. You stand up from the chair and bring that feeling back with you through the field, down the path, into the building, and back to the chair where you're sitting now. And over the next days and weeks, that feeling of wholesomeness, of having let go of the blame and the grudges, will help you to feel a new kind of clarity, a new kind of inner peace, a new kind of serenity. And we can say to Hashem, who is like your people, Klal Yisrael, who are forgiving each other? They want to come to your day, Yom HaKippur, the day where you will bestow a complete kapara, a complete cleansing on your people, Klal Yisrael, where you are going to purify everybody from all of the averas and sins that we've gathered over the year. And they want to come. They want to purify themselves and cleanse themselves of all of the impurities, of lack of forgiveness, of grudges. They're prepared to let go even though it's hard. And especially when they know it's hard, they know that Habala Taher Messiah Oisai, that one who comes to purify himself is helped. And so they leave no stone unturned, no interpersonal relationship without having examined it and worked on it. During these 10 days, each person in Klal Yisrael and each of our beautiful and special members of our Chayil community are preparing themselves to rid themselves, to let go of grudges, to let go of blame, to let go of thinking that anybody else has any power over them. And they're ready to totally purify themselves, to create a wholesomeness of mind with turning to you as the source of everything, that you are the king, that you are the one, and they want to feel that you are one and only throughout their lives, and they don't want to fool themselves. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, who are ready to see the emes and not to make excuses, and even when it's hard and painful, and even when there are serious things that have happened in our lives. But Klal Yisrael is prepared to say, Hashem, you're the king, and we know that you mean our good. Just as Yosef HaTzadik said, Hashem chashav et zeh l'tova, that Hashem thought all of this for the good. So each member of Klal Yisrael, of our community, is ready to say, Hashem, you thought all of my life for the good. Everything that I went through was only from you, and you thought and created my life in the greatest, utmost perfection to help me to become who I can become. And even if the past, I felt there was hardness or difficulty within that time, but I'm looking forward to the future, to this new year with all of its blessing, that from now on everything is going to be all chesed. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, that can turn to you with confidence, crown you as king, and proclaim you as king over the olam katan, over the small world that is each and every one of us. The homework for today is to know that even if it's hard to forgive, Hashem is helping me. Thank you for joining me. See you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed Chayil's Daily Drop of Strength. For more information, go to www.chayil.com. That is www.chayil.com.